Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastors Rock and Sharon Edmonds as they minister the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here are Pastors Rock and Sharon.
And so I want to speak a word of blessing over you this morning, confession of restoration. If you need restoration in any area of your life, amen.
Amen.
You want to get a copy of this confession and you want to use this for you and your family. So I declare in the name of Jesus that the favor of God is over your life and it brings you promotion and increase. I declare the favor of God is restoring everything the enemy has stolen from you. I declare the Lord will restore the years the locust has eaten. I declare that you get total restoration in every area of your life and you will recover all. I declare manifestation of restoration is coming into your life. I declare you are more than a conqueror and you receive seven times what the enemy has stolen.
Amen.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. And you know, here at Oasis, we know to say, we Amen. Say restore. So y'all say that, restore. Amen.
Amen.
Give God a hand
Amen.
Clap of praise today.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
And at this time, I turn it over to the pastor.
Well, y'all know what time it is. It is neighbor looking time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look at our neighbor, we're going to smile at our neighbor, and we're going to point at our neighbor, and we're going to say, I came
to receive.
To receive God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
This day.
And I declare.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'll never, ever.
Be the same. Again. In Jesus' name.
Thank God.
Glory to God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, I just thank you that you've got a word. You've got a word for every one of us this day. You are giving us your word, but you've got a specific word for everyone that's listening today. And Father, we just thank you that we're going to draw your word. We're going to draw the word of the Lord to us, to our circumstance, to our situation this day, because you're giving it to us this day, and we are receiving it. And we thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. I ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse number 17. Happy Resurrection Day. Amen. Glory to God. Jeremiah 30 and 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Now, there's a scripture that just came to mind as I was sitting there this morning. It's John 10 and 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And the last part of that verse in some of the translations says, life until it overflows. That's what the Lord is wanting us. He's wanting us with nothing missing, nothing broken in our lives. The enemy, he's the other way about that. He's to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I don't know about you guys, but I've been stolen from. I've had things that have been killed in me. And have died in me. I've had dreams that have died in me. But you know what? God is the resurrection and the life. And He's going to restore some things today. He's going to restore some things to you today. He's going to restore some things to every one of us today. We've all got places in our lives that are dead, that are broken, that have been shattered. But God said, I'm coming today to touch you, to do something new in your life. Something you didn't even believe me for. I'm going to do it for you today. Amen? So the wounds that we have, all of us, everybody's got wounds, amen? But God will heal those wounds. Use your faith today. I know we're going to be taking communion, and you know every time that we partake of communion, we like to have like a theme. We believe the Lord gives us a theme to partake communion with. And we teach about that theme, and the theme today is restoration, amen? We're believing as we take those elements today, we're believing I'm being restored. That part of my life is being restored today. I'm believing for new things, for the old things to pass away and all things to become new. I'm believing for what God is doing, the new thing in my life today. It's not a dead ritual, but it's alive, amen? So God can restore. How many of y'all believe that God can restore whatever's broken in your life today? So everybody's on the same page. Everybody believes it. So He will bring us to a place of wholeness. Proverbs 3:17, this is in the Passion Translation, says, "The ways of wisdom are sweet, always drawing you into the place of wholeness." I love that. I'd never seen that before. I don't know about you guys, but I want to go into that place of wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Believe for restoration of relationships today. Believe for restoration of finances today. Believe for restoration of your emotions today. Believe for restoration of your health today. Believe that you receive it by faith. Believe specifically for restoration of something, one, at least one thing today while you're under the sound of my voice. Amen? Because there's a corporate anointing that's going out this day. And that corporate anointing, it's breaking things off. It's changing things. Those broken dreams are being restored. Those broken relationships are being restored. I want you to get this. This is Malachi 4:6, and this is in the New American Standard Bible. "He will restore the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers." So there's broken relationships with parents and their children, and God's given us the Word that He'll restore those relationships. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter. You might not have talked to them in years, but God said, "I can restore it. I can fix it. If you'll just believe me for it, I can do it. I'll start that work if you'll just believe me." Maybe you've been through a divorce and you are broken emotionally and mentally. Believe for restoration of your emotions. Believe for restoration of your mind. I want you to look at your neighbor today and say, "Yep, I believe you need restoration of your mind." See? We're all in the same boat now. Everybody's in the same boat. That got us all in the same boat. Because a lot of times we look at that, "I can't believe they did that. They're crazy. What did they do to that?" And your neighbor's looking at you saying, "I can't believe they did that. They are crazy." Mm-hmm. Maybe you've experienced the death of a loved one. God said, "I'll restore. I'll make you whole again." Because you know, when we lose a loved one, it's like we've lost a part of us. Joel 2:25 again, "I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten." God said, "I'll restore to you the years." You'd say, "Well, you don't understand, Pastor. I was on drugs for 20 years and I've ruined my life. I've messed up in so many ways. You have no idea what I've done." God said, "I'll restore. And not only will I restore, I'll give you back those years." You say, well, I don't see how I can give him back. He can give you better years than those 20 years. He can give you better years than those 20 years in 1 year. He can do it in 1 month. He can give you the best month of your life. He can give you the best year of your life. I'm telling you, God can. When God does a restoration in our lives, you know God's been by. You know, we don't always see Him coming, but we know when He passed by. That was God. That was God Almighty. That's who that was. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the Message translation, it says, "I'll make up for you the years." In the International Children's Bible, it says, "I'll pay you back for those years of trouble." You said, "But I brought that on myself." Doesn't matter. God says, "I love you anyway, and I've redeemed you with my blood, and I'll make it up to you, even though the devil might have put you on the wrong path. He led you down a wrong road, but I'm the God that will redeem you and put you back on that right path. I'm the God that'll make it up to you. I'll compensate you for what the devil has stolen from you." And that's what the Amplified says, "I will compensate you for the years." Everybody understands compensate, right? Look at the devil and you're going to say, "Uh-huh. I'm thinking to be compensated. You understand me? I've been through some trouble and I'm thinking to be compensated." Got your wallet? "I'm thinking to be compensated. Devil, do you see this? I'm thinking to be compensated for the years, for the troubles, for the things you've stolen. I'm fixing to be compensated." The Contemporary English says, "I'll make up for your losses." The Good News Translation says, "I'll give you back what you lost in those years." Now, Pastor Sharon put this on Facebook. I believe it was this week. I made a copy of it. I didn't even ask her, was it this week? But it says, "May God Himself restore to you something that you lost and never thought you'd get back again. May He heal a soul wound you thought you'd never get over." That's what He's doing today, right now, in this place. He's healing soul wounds right now. He's restoring things right now that you've lost. You're going to get news in the mail It's going to come in the mail, and you're going to say, whoa, man, that was good news in the mail. It came because God started that restoration back. You understand? If you're believing Him for restoration, you're going to receive restoration. May He pour out an abundance of joy and hope that makes you celebrate before the answer comes. Well, if you believe you're going to get restoration, you need to start celebrating. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You say, God, I lost my childhood. I've just lost some things in my childhood. God said, I'll make it up to you. 1 Peter 5 and 10, this is in the Passion Translation. And then after your brief suffering, the God of all love and grace, who's called you to share in His eternal glory in Christ, will personally and powerfully restore you and make you stronger than ever. Yes, He will set you firmly in place and build you up. I like that. In the Message Bible, in Psalms 147 and 6, it says God puts the fallen on their feet again. He's going to put you on your feet again. And I want to read the last part of that scripture. And He pushes the wicked into the ditch. I like that. You know, it's just an added bonus. Y'all know what I'm talking about, even if we won't talk about it. But glory to God. And this is Psalms 126, 1 through 3. When the Lord changed Zion's circumstances for the better. See, now that's what we're believing for. It was like we had been dreaming. Our mouths were suddenly filled with laughter. Our tongues were filled with joyful shouts. It was even said at that time among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Yes, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are overjoyed. Psalms 30 and 2 says, O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you restored my health. Matthew 12 and verse number 9 and 10, Matthew 12, and I'm not sure of the verse because I skipped it. I went from one verse to farther down for time wise, and it says, and when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And, you know, they got into, wanted to get in an argument about him healing the man with the withered hand. We're not going all that. Then saith he, this is verse number 13, this saith he to the man, stretch forth your hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like the other. It was restored whole. I'm believing for wholeness today. Restoration to make us whole. Psalms 147 and 3, this is the CEB translation. God heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. In the easy translation, it says He makes people who are very sad well again. He helps their wounds to get better. God's Word translation says He's the healer of the brokenhearted. He's the one who bandages their wounds. Psalms 34 and 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Close. When you're brokenhearted, you don't feel like anybody's close. You feel all alone. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. I want you to think about that, something crushed. How many of y'all have been crushed in your spirits? Your emotions have been crushed. I think that's all of us. And Isaiah 57, 15 says, I'll restore the crushed spirit of the humble and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. And Proverbs 18 and 14 in the New Living, I'd never seen this before, the human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear a crushed spirit? Isaiah 53 and 5 in the New Living said, but He was pierced for our rebellion. Get this. He was crushed. We're going to take communion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Romans 15 and 33 says, and now may the God who gives us His peace and wholeness be with you all. Yes, Lord, so be it. Another word for that word peace is shalom. That's the Hebrew word. In shalom, it means wholeness, nothing missing, nothing broken. Completeness, prosperity, welfare, tranquility, harmony. God says, I'm going to restore you to wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. I'll restore those years. We've all got things that are missing and broken in our lives today. But God said, I want to restore it. He wants us to release our faith for restoration of those things that are missing and broken in our lives today as we partake of communion. His body was broken so that we would have wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken, Pastor Sharon. For I'll restore health unto thee, and I'll heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, most of you know this, but for the ones that don't know this, Pastor and I teach together on Sunday mornings. And so he teaches part of the message, and then I teach the last part of the message. So I may be repeating some of the things he says, but that's the way the Lord has showed us to do this. So I want to begin, and we're talking about I will restore in Isaiah 43:18-19, and the NIV. It says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. So, you know, God wants to do a new thing in your life this morning. He wants to do something brand new. He's saying, forget the past. You know, don't judge what God wants to do for you right now by what your past experiences have been. You know, we get stuck a lot of times because we've had bad past experiences. You know, myself, I had a bad childhood. But, you know, God has, He has restored my childhood. Amen. I'm here today. Everything's okay. I think I'm in my right mind. I'm trying to get there, God. He still might be working on me a little bit in that area, but thank God, you know, He does restore. He has restored areas of each and every person's life in here. And there is nothing that God cannot do. There's nothing that He cannot restore. Maybe you had a bad, that was you, maybe you had a bad childhood. Forget the past, amen? Forget the former things. He is doing a new thing. Don't allow the enemy to stick you in that place because God, He knows how to restore. He knows how to heal. He knows how to redeem. He knows how to deliver. He knows how to do it. Forget those former things, He's saying. Maybe you have an addiction. Maybe there's something that you have tried to overcome on your own over and over, but there is restoration, amen? Yes. God can take that addiction away in the blink of an eye. He can do mighty things. He is a great God, as we talked about so much this morning. He is a great God. He is the deliverer today. The enemy is a liar. He's saying you can't overcome, but he is a liar. You can overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the name of Jesus Christ, by the Lord helping you each day, each step of the way. No, we can't do it on our own. We can't do it by ourselves, but through Him, amen? And He might help you day by day, amen? Day by day until you are completely free from that thing that has held you for so long. Satan is a liar, amen? You can be free today. Maybe you've gone through a health problem. There is restoration, amen? By Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Amen. There is restoration. Maybe you've got a relationship issue, a problem that is just bugging you, but yet it just doesn't seem like it can get resolved. With the Lord, amen, there is restoration. Hallelujah. He can do all things. There's nothing impossible for Him. Financial problems, as Pastor brought out, there can be a restoration, amen, of your finances. Broken dreams, maybe you had in your heart certain things that you wanted to do in life, but maybe they didn't work out the way that you wanted them to, the way that you planned them to, the way that they were in your heart. God can restore those broken dreams, amen. When God restores, He puts it back together and He makes it better than it was before. Hallelujah. Maybe you have a broken relationship with the Lord. Maybe at one time you walked with Him, but for some reason you have that relationship is not where it needs to be. Maybe it's not where it once was, and you know that it's not, and you're like, I don't know how to get it back. God is the restorer, amen. All you've got to do is repent, come back to Him, rededicate your life to Him. He will do the rest. Amen. We can't do anything. Amen. We can't do anything in ourselves. But God is doing a new thing. The Lord will restore. He will heal. He will make whole. He will make it better than it was before. Amen. So don't allow those past things and even the things going on in your life right now. The enemy always tells us, you know, you can't overcome this. You can't do this. You can't do that. Well, when, you know, that is a great revelation because no, we can't do it, not in ourselves. We've got to have the Lord's help and He will restore. You know, we're all familiar with the story about Job in the Word of God. You know, Job, he was a very wealthy man. He lost it all. He lost everything. But God is the restorer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, he lost his wealth. He lost his health. He lost his children. He lost his possessions. He lost everything that he had. But the Lord healed Job. He brought him back his health. Amen. He restored health unto Job. And he restored his riches. He gave him 10 more children. Amen. And all of his possessions were restored to him, his riches and more. Amen. And then Job lived to be 140 years old after that. Now, I want to know what his secret was after having 10 children. I don't know. Hallelujah. God knows how to restore, doesn't he? He is a restorer today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. It does not matter what you have lost in your life. Does not matter what is going on in your life today. God can restore it. He can fix it. He can make it better than it was before. So Matthew chapter 18 and verses, reading verses 11 through 13, and this is in the King James. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Jesus came to save the lost. He didn't say, if you will clean yourself up, then I'll save you. He didn't say, if you just get everything just right, amen, if you cross all the T's, mark all the I's, then I'll save you. No, Jesus came, amen, the Son of Man came to save that which was lost. And then verse 12 says, how think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is astray? And if it be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth over that sheep than the 99 that went not astray. Amen. Maybe you've gone astray today. Maybe you're not living like you did at one time. Jesus came to save the lost. Amen. He came to save the lost today. He is not changed. He hadn't just changed his mind. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Jesus came to save the lost. And so, you know, he goes after the sheep. He goes after the one person that has strayed away from his fold. He goes after that person, and he is going after you today. Isn't he so good that he comes back over and over and over when we stray away from him? He draws us right back. That's how much he is a loving God, amen, a loving Heavenly Father. He's not here to judge you. He's not here to judge you. He is here to save you today, to bring you out of that darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. That is what He wants to do for you today. And that is, He is right here in the midst of us today. And He's drawing you today. He's saying, don't hold back. He wants you to come back to Him. Amen. He wants you to get to live for Him. No matter what the enemy has done in your life. No matter what kind of lies the enemy is telling you today. Amen. And so we want to invite you today. to rededicate your life, rededicate your heart to the Lord. Don't allow the enemy to keep stealing from your life, to keep lying from you. And I tell you the secret, we're fixing to ask you to come up here and stand right over on both sides of me right here if you all want to rededicate your life. And the secret is don't wait. Don't wait. Do it now. I'm asking you right now, stand up where you're at and come up front and rededicate your heart to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor, if you'll come up. Hallelujah. Give God praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Praise
glory,
the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now I want you to just repeat after me this morning. Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Lord, I rededicate, I reconsecrate my life to you. I surrender all. I'm no longer my own, but I belong to you. And from this day forth, I will live for you. And I thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you can have a seat. If you pray that simple prayer today, you watching by Facebook today, if you pray that simple prayer today, you are rededicated to the Lord.
Amen.
You are His.
Amen.
Not just partly, but you are 100% His today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And before we do our communion this morning, I also want to ask you if you've never invited Jesus Christ into your heart and you want to do that today, you want this Jesus that restores to be the Savior and the Lord of your life, I'm asking you to do the same thing as the others did to rededicate their lives. I'm asking you to come up front and just stand by us up here and reconsecrate and rededicate. I mean, and give the Lord, I'm still on my other one, but give the Lord your whole heart.
Amen.
Don't hold back anything. Amen. He is a good God. Amen.
Amen.
There is nothing too hard for Him. I know one thing that the devil constantly told me before I got saved was, you can't live that life. You can't live that life. That was a lie of the enemy. Amen. With God's help, you can live this life. And it is so much easier. It is so much
Amen.
Better and
Amen.
So much easier than trying to live this life without God. Amen.
Amen.
So if that is you today, you that are watching by Facebook today, you want to ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, I ask the ones in this service to come up front also. Amen. If you want to ask Jesus Christ in your heart, we want you to have that opportunity today. Don't wait. You never know how long we've got here on this earth.
Amen.
Amen. Especially the way the things are right now. But you can leave this world and you can walk this earth and you can leave this world with Jesus Christ as Lord of your life.
Amen.
And you'll go on to glory to be with Him forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God. So I want to just pray over the ones watching Facebook today that wants to ask the Lord into their heart as their Lord and Savior. So just bow your heads with me, please. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Father God, for your love, your mercy, and your goodness. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart, be my Lord and Savior. I surrender my life to you, Father God, and I give you all of me, Father God, no more me but you, Lord, and I give you all the praise for it. I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.